It's a great joy once again, friends, to be in the house of the Lord. If you will turn in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 14. We will continue on our study in the Gospel of Matthew after next week. But today we'll also going to look at one of the beatitudes that are in the Word of God. Another blessing that is pronounced to the children of God. And our verse will be verse 13, Revelation chapter 14, verse
13.
It's a lengthy passage, so I will just read verse 13, then I will explain afterward. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them. Blessed are the dead in Christ. That's our title for the message this morning. Last week, Pastor Sbu dealt with the theme of knowing Christ. Knowing Him experientially. Having that saving relationship with Him. Knowing for sure that you have a place for Jesus in your heart. Knowing that Jesus also has a place for you in His heart. Counting everything of this world as rubbish for the sake of Jesus. Knowing that no knowledge can compare to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. No greater thing than having a sweet fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And continuing in union with Him in this world. Purposing to know Him and the power of His resurrection. Anticipating to be raised with Him in glory. Having that in our minds. I just want to add this morning. Before us this morning is a revelation of Jesus Christ to the Apostle John. This revelation was given to the Apostle John in the island of Patmos. A message to seven churches. Initially. But indeed, a message for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, even this morning. A message that covers the whole history of the church. A message that comes as an encouragement to a persecuted church. We read from chapter number 1, 2, and 3, you realize it starts as an encouragement, but also there's a concern from the Lord Jesus Christ to the churches in Ephesus.
And all the other places.
But the whole theme of this book, this book is not about doom, this book is not about destruction. After all, this book is about an encouragement, Jesus encouraging His people in the midst of trouble, in the midst of persecution.
Buka ena ya tala hore tshosa fela hore ho tloetsalang ntho tsetlang empa itlisitse khuthatso ho batho ba loreng ba katla sa khatello.
It's written to a church that is going through tribulation.
E ngoletse iphuthe wa loreng katla sa khatello.
The tribulation had already started. John says when he writes this book, he himself partakes in the tribulation.
Khatello ne se qadile jwane lena o ngola jwalo a le katla sa khatello ena.
In this chapter where we have read this morning, we have a beautiful view of Christ as a Lamb of God in heaven. Jesus is not standing in the literal mountain somewhere in Jerusalem. Jesus is standing in the heavenly places.
But I'll get out of Jesus. I am at having emulfating him.
We can see in verse number 14, the Bible tells us that he's seated in a cloud.
Bona mo verse Rabona or Edgar Uduzi mo Maru.
In this chapter, we see the Lamb of God and his people.
The Bona Konyana Mujimu Leba
Lamb of God and his elect in glory.
Konyana Mujimu Leba Ketuang.
But as you read, you realize that in this chapter, we are presented with the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ over his enemies.
And
the security of all of those who belong to him.
Victory
and security.
That
is what is said before us.
From
verse 6 to 13,
we have 13.
Three angels
with
their messages.
The
first angel is seen flying in the air, having the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who are on the air. The second angel pronounces destruction to Babylon.
Destruction.
Yes, Babylon is the picture of the earth, the destruction to the whole earth because of wickedness and idolatry.
Babylon the
third angel pronounces judgment to those who worship Satan. The message there is very simple. If you follow the world and you follow Satan,
you will
perish with the world and Satan. Because the people who perish with the world and Satan, they do not obey the eternal gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
If you do not obey
the message of Jesus Christ,
you
will perish with the world and Satan. From verse 14, then we see how these things will happen. How will the world perish? The first thing, Jesus will take his people. After that, the wrath of God will be poured on the earth. But in our verse this morning, verse 13, after the messages of these angels, John says, I heard a voice from heaven. As you look at what John is hearing, you see there a contrast between the future of the wicked, those who are not in Christ, and the future of the children of God. The Bible presents a special blessing to those who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Those who know that salvation belongs to our God and the Lamb who sits on the throne.
There's
a future for those people. There's a special blessing to the people who have not forgotten that this world will come to an end. People who know for sure that we will not end here. There's a blessing for them. As the Bible says, from dust we came. And to dust we shall return. Question this morning. Are you going to go back to dust wearing glory? Are you going to go back to dust wearing the joy of the Lord? Or are you going to go back to dust wearing misery as a garment? Because if the Lord doesn't come soon, we will all die. It is appointed for men to live and to die, and it is judgment afterwards. Am I going to die in the Lord, or am I going to die outside the Lord? What is God saying about it? He's saying, dying in the Lord is an ultimate blessing which derives from knowing Christ. It is an ultimate blessing deriving from knowing Jesus. There are three things I want us to draw from this text, from this text this morning. First, I want us to consider the certainty of this blessing. The certainty of this blessing. What is the blessing? Blessed are those who die in the Lord. Verse 13 says, and I heard a voice from heaven saying, write this. I want you to consider, it is a voice coming from heaven saying, commanding the Apostle John to write. There is certainty there. It's simple to see that it is certain. It comes from a trustworthy source. The voice is heard from heaven. This is what God declares. It's a trustworthy voice. It's the voice of the Father and the Son. It's a voice that comes from them in unison. It's a voice that comes from them together. Blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on. As you read the verse, the Spirit of God puts a stamp. Give us even more certainty. The Spirit says, yes, indeed.
Moya ore it is so.
The very Spirit that dwells within us as believers
agrees
with God. It is so.
We
can rest assured there is a future for those who will die and die in the Lord. Friends, what a privilege it is looking at death from God's perspective. Looking at death from God's view.
No
longer looking at death the way we look at death. Looking at it from the heavens. Coming to know this morning that death is a blessing to the believer. Death is no longer a curse.
I started to
those who have come to Jesus and
believe
in
on
the power of the gospel, their lives have been changed. Now they're facing death as a blessing, knowing that they will die. From this life and enter into the glory of God. But what a horrible experience, what a horrible nightmare it shall be for those who have not come to believe in Jesus. I pray that we are sitting right here this morning, we have considered believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a horrible judgment. There is a horrible future for those who have not believed in God. Unbelievers. Those who worship the Antichrist and the spirit and the systems of this world. Those who follow the advice of the
wicked.
There's a horrible future coming, and it is near. Those who stand opposite to the will of God. Those who are the enemies of God. Those who are in total rebellion to the purposes and the ways and the words of God. You read on, the Bible says, they shall drink the wine of God's wrath. You read from verse 14 onwards, the Bible says the wine is pressed together. And fill the whole earth. The
future
of the intense wrath of God to the unbeliever. Those who reject the gospel of truth. Judgment is coming upon them. What an unthinkable experience it shall be. But to those who have come to Jesus, to those who have believed the message of the gospel, there is a blessing. The blessing is blessing. They find this blessing in the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has accomplished everything on behalf of his elect. His death did not just make salvation possible, my friends. Jesus has accomplished something for us on the cross.
There,
he is nailed on the cross.
He
is crying to his Father who is in heaven. Heloi, the Master Bakhtani, my God, why thou hast forsaken me?
Or Eloi, the Master Bakhtani, Morena, Ubaneng unsu hate.
Feeling the intense of the wrath of God.
Auta busuku, wakasolo ya mudim.
For the sake of someone else, not his own.
Kabakala mutomo, ngisi kabakala hai.
And me.
Kabakala haulin.
Saying after all,
impasa buletoshi.
It is finished. It is finished. I have accomplished the work that that God has called me to accomplish. The future of my people. It is certain. They shall be where I will be.
Bataba mo lina kilinte.
God says,
Mudimu are.
Write this.
Mwala sena.
Make sure that it is known. Even though my people are going through trouble in this world,
make sure that they know
their future is certain. I have accomplished everything.
Give
assurance for your future if you are in Jesus Christ. Friends, in this world, people are confused about the issue of dying and the issue of the future. They have no certainty. Simply because they know for sure that their deeds are evil before God. They have not repented from their sin. They
are sitting there,
not sure what will happen to them. But day by day, their conscience is reminding them the wrath that is coming. But here we are.
People
sitting here,
reducing mona,
for sure, all been said and done.
For us,
our future is certain.
Our
the world does not have this promise.
The world does not have consolation.
But we have this blessing. We have this promise. It is certain. It comes from someone who has the right, the power to promise. Someone who has the right to control this life and the life to come. Someone who has control over death and life. It comes from God. My friends, if there is anyone of us this morning who is not certain about a future, consider what is written. Better consider what the Lord has said. He says, write this, because His word is true. His word is yes and is amen. The Bible says, every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge to Him. He says, write this. What a blessing for us then this morning to be reading this, which God said, write it for the people to know. Hearing the words of comfort, hearing the words of encouragement in the midst of trouble, in the midst of misery and sorrow. Hearing that for us, death is not a fast forward button to misery. But there is future for us. Each and every person is approaching death day by day. People don't want to hear about death. Friends, it is real. I stand before you today. My death is closer today. Second by second, I'm approaching my end. So as I approach my death, I need to be certain. I need to be sure. What is God saying about my future from this? Because it doesn't matter what you say about my future today. It's words coming from Jesus.
I need to know
from God. And I can only know from God by considering what is written. You need to be certain when it comes to the issues of life and death. You don't want lies. You don't want temporal comforts. Standing before you this morning as a dying man, speaking to dying men and women,
saying,
this promise is certain if you have come to Jesus. But secondly, let us consider the identity of the blessed. Verse 13 says, they die in the Lord. It's very important to go back and say, they die in the Lord.
So,
this is not, friends, a matter of dying in a Christian country. This is not a matter of dying on Sunday. This is not a matter of dying with the Bible underneath your pillow,
it's not a matter of dying,
preparing a message in Matthew chapter 5. This is not a matter of dying on your way to church. It is dying in the Lord. Dying holding fast the testimony of your faith. Dying having known Jesus experientially. Dying having confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. Dying having had your sin taken away. Dying, having lived a life of purity and righteousness in this world. Dying with your eyes fixed unto God.
Dying,
holding fast to the garment of Jesus, as it were, saying, I will not let go of you. Dying in the Lord, regardless of the situations around us. The Bible says they die in the Lord. What does this tell you, my friends?
It tells us
that the message we are reading today, is a message to the living, not a message to the dead. Are you alive? There's a message to you. Something that you must keep in your heart. But as you read here, you see in the context of this verse and in the context of the whole Bible, friends, not everyone who departs this life goes to be in glory with God. That you must make clear. People can write in your tombstone.
But what I'm going to tombstone in your house. Or Robaleka Kopumul.
Robaleka Hotso. I like that language.
Or Robaleka Hotso.
They can write that.
But it
doesn't mean you are resting in peace. Not every person who departs this life rests in peace. Those who die in the Lord. The Bible makes that distinction. Only the believers who have been made partakers of the glory of Christ,
those who
receive the grace and the
mercy
of God in Jesus Christ, only those who are called by the name of God, they depart and be in glory. But how can this be? These are people who firstly died to sin. That's the only way to die in the Lord. You need to die to sin. You need to join Christ's death by repentance and faith
unto
him. Only those who die to sin have the future with God. Have you confessed your sins? Have you regarded Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Are you living righteously in this life? These are people, when you look at their lives, when you look at these people's lives, you do not wonder, but you praise God. There are people who call themselves Christians. When you look at their lives, you wonder. But these are people, when you look at their lives, you say, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. God can change sinners. You look at that person's life.
But they
are not submarine Christians.
I say the submarine Christian.
They don't sneak up on Sunday. Then go deep to sin the whole week.
Like a submarine.
But they live godly lives. They die in the Lord. They are in the Lord by God's grace. They are in the Lord by God's sovereign will. They are in the Lord because of repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. These are people who did not just walked down the aisle and went to forward and followed the pastor, saying, "Wave after him."
These are not
people who have joined the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ and walk with the people of God for a little while. These are people who persevere to the end. These are people who hold fast to the teachings of Scripture. Because of Jesus. Because of the cross. They are the blessed. These are people who have heard the voice of Jesus and they followed him. When he said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." They've heard Jesus saying, "Come to me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you." They know that Jesus is the only gentle Savior in this world. They know that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And whosoever believes in him, though he dies, he passed on from this world to the next. They know that Jesus is the only living one. He who was dead but now is alive forevermore, having the keys of hell and Hades in his hands. Remember what the psalmist says. He says, "In his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore." Friends, day by day people are dying. But here is what you should hold this morning in your heart. I want to die the death of the righteous one. You need to have the prayer of Balaam in your heart. He says, "Let me die the death of the righteous. Let his death be mine." In other words, I don't want to die like the unrighteous people of this world. Is that your prayer this morning? You identify yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you decided to die in the Lord? And the angel says, they die in the Lord from now on. In other words, they die having seen Jesus. It doesn't mean that those who died before Jesus, they're not dying in the Lord, but these people have experience of Jesus. Remember Simon in Luke chapter 2, verse 18, holding the baby Jesus in his hand. What was his prayer? In verse number 30, "Let your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen the salvation of God." You must see the salvation of God. Friends, we need to stop looking at death from this side's point of view. Look at death from God's eyes. God says death is serious. But blessed are those who die in the Lord. Only those who die in the Lord will see God. Not those who will have beautiful coffins or beautiful tombstones or wonderful ceremonies. No, my friend. All those things does not play part. They don't play part. You must die in the Lord. You must face death in Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn away from your sin. And then you die in the Lord. God loves you. God cares for you. God is mindful of you. Die in the Lord. Deadly. What we see in this verse. is the magnitude of the blessing, the extent of the blessing,
the degree of the blessing.
We have already seen that the blessing is to die in the Lord. The Bible says they may rest from their labors and their kids follow them. These are people who have died reflecting the power of the cross. Listen to the words of God.
Their
works follow them.
They've
died beholding the life of Christ in their own lives. They've spent their lives on the earth living for the glory of God and the truth. They've forsaken evil and the world of sin. They've seen the sinfulness of the world and separated yourself from the sins of this world. There are those who are poor in spirit. When they pray, they say, Lord, here I a sinner, save me. I have not done good in my life. They mourn for their sin. They mourn for the sins of others. There are those who are pure in hearts. They are humble before God. There are those who are merciful to others who are miserable out there. They are peacemakers. But let us look then at the extent of their blessing. There are two things that the Bible mentions there. It says first, they find rest from their toiling, their work. Secondly, their works follow them. But before their works follow them, before they find rest from their hard labor, brothers and sisters, they must die in the Lord. Then, for the works to follow them, they must be raised to life. So the first blessing you see here is the resurrection to life. You must be raised to life. Secondly, you must be glorified with God.
Having the body as his body.
You must be glorified
with God.
And be given an immortal body.
You'll
be resurrected, life, glorified, but also you shall reign with him. But as you reign with him, receiving all those crowns that wait for those who are in Christ. Firstly, the Bible says then, they rest from their toiling. They rest from their hard labor. They rest from the suffering and the persecutions of this world. They rest from the sickness and the diseases and the weakness of this world. They rest from the outside sorrow and the inward sorrows that we suffer in this world. In other words, friends, only in heaven diseases will be completely taken away. We shall shine like the stars of heaven. But the Bible says they must rest from their labors. We must rest from these hard labors. We must rest in the Lord. But perhaps you don't get it. What does it mean? They will rest. Remember what the Bible says in verse 11. The wicked will not find rest day and night. As you see, the world continues as it does. People not resting day and night. Sin controlling them. That's nothing compared to what is coming. they will not rest day and night from the wrath of God.
But
we
are
going to rest
in God.
Rest from sin. From the temptations of Satan. We will rest from sickness. We will rest from wicked. I think that is a blessing. But the Bible continues to say, their works will follow them. This, Bazalwana, is works of faith. These are the works produced after salvation. The Bible does not say you will work and your works will open the doors of heaven for you. The Bible doesn't say you will bring so much offering into the church and heaven doors will open for you. There is nothing that man can do to open the doors of heaven. But your works will follow you. The works of faith. The byproduct of salvation. The life that lives among the people here. Showing the character of Jesus. The fact that you share the gospel with other people who are in wickedness. Your works will follow you. Your praises. Your worship. Your church attendance. Your honor that you give to God. Will follow you. Jesus will reward you for that.
What a glorious,
what a good God that He is. He raised you from the dead. Raising you from the dead in sin. You
add
nothing on that. Then giving you the life of Christ to live in this world.
Bless
you with everything that He has blessed you right now with. And you die. Raise you from the dead. He
about
raised
you from the dead.
Glorifying you.
Our
but also the work that He enabled you to do on the earth, He also blessed you because of that.
Let me say that you found matter. You cannot yet amole fasting. Wow, son, all of us are happy. Kabakala,
He blessed you for things that He enabled you to do.
Oh, son, all of us are kabakala. I'm just saying. Na ili na ya ufile matter.
The Bible says He worked in us both to will and to do. It is God who worked in us. But now He blesses us for working.
But
now He blesses us for working. There is no greater than good God than this. That is why He says, write this. So that we can see that is a good God. In persecution, in trouble, and in trials.
He's
a good God. When we depart from this life, our works will follow us. As the works of the unbelievers follow them. As the works of the unbelievers reflect who they are in this world. Your works.
Must
reflect who you are in this world. And those works that reflect who you are in this world. Those works will follow you. Because that will separate you from the unbelievers. And the unbelievers. Friends, let us keep working the works of faith. Let us keep working the works of righteousness. Let us shine like light in this dark world. So that the people can see our good works and follow and glorify God. I don't know if, friends, we are not tired of this sick Christianity that is out there. Friends, let us work the works of faith. Let us be separate from the world. Let me close by saying, We need to put our confidence in the Lord. We need to put our trust in Him. We need to trust His faithfulness. It is Him who says, write this. It is Him. Blessed are those who die in the Lord. It is Him who says, you will rest from your works. It is Him who says, your good works will follow you. Let us trust what God says. Why am I saying this? You might be going through a difficult time. You might be persecuted in some way. Maybe sin is oppressing you. But God has promised. If you are His child, you will die in the Lord. And those who die outside God, they will face their face. For us, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. We persevere. We continue in Christ. We hold on to the garment of the Savior. We will find rest at death. We will wait for the body resurrection in peace in the presence of God. If you are a Christian this morning, if you have come to Jesus in faith and repentance, this message is certain for you. This message is sure for you. When you part this world, you will be resurrected. You will be glorified. And you will reign with God. You shall see Him face to face. Your tears will be wiped away. Your labors, your toiling, your shame in this world, your sweat in this world will result in a blessed rest. Your works of faith will follow you. Blessed are those who die and die in the Lord. Do you want to die in the Lord? Remain in Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. Regardless of the situations around us, regardless of the fact that everyone seems to have gone into this post-modernism system of the world, regardless of the fact that even this morning is the day of the Lord and nobody regards this day, we have heard a message this morning that it is a blessing to die in the Lord. This message, you say, Lord, it is certain. May you engrave it on our hearts that we may remember its certainty. Our works will follow us, and we will rest from the toiling and the sufferings of this world. Let us cherish Christ. Let us look unto Him who seated on the throne, the one who's coming on the clouds, the one who shall take His people away, the one who shall pour wrath to the children of men, the wicked of this world. But what a glorious blessing it is, as you echo the words that you said to that man next to you on the cross, that tonight I shall be with you in paradise. What joy flooded his soul, and what joy floods our soul this morning, O God, as we hear that in Christ there is a future. If we have come to believe in you, we will be resurrected to life, glorified in you, and receive those crowns which await us, reign with you. Blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, indeed, says the Spirit. Amen. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of His glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. May the Church of God say Amen. Amen.